On this episode of TJ Talk, we spark the conversation with Kavanaugh, co-owner of Noeze Solutions, business consultant, and tax preparer. We discuss everything from claiming your fur babies to beans and greens and many more financial tips in between. We hope you all enjoy this conversation as much as we did, and we thank you for tuning in. And if you haven't already, make sure you love on somebody today, even if that somebody's you.
Get started, Kavanaugh. Can you tell me, what did you do to love on somebody today?
What did I do to love on somebody? I gave my wife a hug. You know, I just randomly walked up to her a couple of times, you know, interrupted her email, like, excuse me, you finish? You should stop writing, you know, take a break. So, yeah, that's how I loved on somebody today.
Man, so you heard it here first, people. Black love is alive.
Really? Yeah, so I gave her a hug.
That's what's up. For me, I showed up my friends and my coworkers today.
Okay.
We had a really big meeting. They asked if they joined the Zoom. And so it turned out to be a really interesting meeting. Informative. I enjoyed it.
Good. And I enjoyed my hug. So yeah, usually when you love on somebody, you end up enjoying it too. Yeah. So that's the good part about that.
Hey, man. So, as far as this app, I currently know about 3. So can you tell us a little bit about what you do as an entrepreneur?
Yeah, I got a few endeavors. Yeah, so thank you for having me, and thank you for making space and you know, and being involved in what you do. And, you know, the first, I guess, endeavor that we would talk about and how we met is the Palm Center Farmers Market.
Mm-hmm.
And for those who might not know, you know, I was the manager of a farmers market, Palm Center Farmers Market. You can find it on IG. And I don't know, it was, I think, Mr. I Love Third Ward put out a call for volunteers, I believe. Mm-hmm. And you came out and you helped us a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how we initially met. Sadly to say, I really don't know the destiny of the market right now, you know? Since COVID, it hasn't been open. So it's been kind of, you know, we've been kind of a little hurt about that. And, you know, since then we've made some efforts, but I just don't know right now.
Whoa.
So the garden is still there. You know, people can still volunteer at the garden, but we just haven't had the farmer's market in some time. And I really can't give any realistic. I wish I could say something different.
Okay,
you know?
Well, I gotta figure out what I can do to help.
If you can, you can always go volunteer on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings at 9 a.m. There usually is a gentleman there, Mr. Terry Garner, where people can, you know, assist them. And you can pick some food if anything is available around that time. But right now, the market itself hasn't been open. It is, you know, everything happens for a reason. So we'll see how that works. We'll see how things go. But also, what I spend the majority of my time, what is open, is my business, Noeze Financial Solutions, to where we are a tax preparation and a bookkeeping firm. And we do some business consulting. So that is what I do day in, day out. Like, just got finished doing. I think I was finishing up and accidentally, you know, was looking at my calendar before I jumped on here with you. So yeah, we crunching numbers all day, every day, and just making it happen, you know? So that's what I do.
Right. The old TV that's on, what's that, OST, and Scotch has this giant mural of the garden. And
yeah.
Tell people who that random man may be.
Yeah, yeah. And thank you for reminding. Yeah, yeah. So that is pretty cool. And it's amazing that they allowed me to be a part of that. And it was a nice story. And a friend, like the owners of that property, wanted to put something there that represented the community. So they are developers in other parts of the city. So pretty much every piece of property that they own, they also have a mural on it. And so another property that you own, if you're familiar, it's the Whole Foods on 610, like north, like in the Heights area.
Yes.
It's a mural on the side of it. They own that same strip mall, but that's the same company that owns that. And in that instance, the artist who was hired to do the mural was like, hey, if we're going to do something, I want to honor some people from the neighborhood. And they happened to think about us at the Palm Center Farmers Market and the garden. And it's a big mural of me, some homies, Mr. Terry that I mentioned earlier is on there, and some historical landmarks of the neighborhood. And it's a cool thing. So yeah, thank you for mentioning that.
You are very welcome. Yes, again, that mural is at the old HEB on Oki and Scott Street.
Yeah. That's me. That's me. Just doing what I do, hanging out with homies and growing food. Yeah, that's how we get down.
Right. So you said next season for you guys is like very busy.
Yes.
When is like the last day of taxes?
The individual taxes are due April 18th. 2022, which is like Monday. 18th this year is Good Friday, so they give you a few extra days, so that Monday is due.
Woo, so y'all got left for all the people who waited like the last
minute. Yes, we do. But you know, and it's fun times. We like helping people, you know. and that's, this is how we help. And it's our open year round, you know. Because we do more than just taxes, but we also file people's taxes throughout the year. We have a lot of clients who haven't filed for years who just need some assistance. And that's what we do. And it's fun to do it.
So, work on taxes throughout the year. Can you say
an example of somebody who would need my services? Is that we do taxes for individuals. So anybody that who, you know, has a 9-to-5, received a W-2, numerous W-2s, just need to file their tax return. Usually most of our clients are business owners. And they, you know, fam leaders of family, they need to file an annual tax return. And then we also have actual businesses that we do monthly bookkeeping for. We keep up with the numbers. We give them reports about how the business is doing. We also use those reports for tax returns. And then we do like some consulting and telling people how to form entities, how to form nonprofits. And we do that company formation work. We just kind of coach people in who have a dream and maybe need a little assistance in that financial aspect and that paperwork piece. And that's where we come in to make sure that paperwork is solid to support whoever that business owner may be, that leader of that nonprofit organization. And so we can move them forward and make sure that they are at least in order, and they can at least give the government what they ask for at minimum, you know. And so they can keep living their dream and don't have to worry about, you know, them coming to looking for them. Yeah, all that good stuff.
Right, especially you have so many different ways of funding your business. Someone as a business, can you, I don't want your business access at the same time.
Got it. So it really depends on what type of business you have and how your business is formed. And depending on how your business is formed, that determines when the business tax return is due. Your individual tax return is usually going to be due around April 15th, you know, unless the slight changes within April, right? Depending on have a sole proprietorship, where you may only owner on your LLC, or you don't have an LLC, that business tax return is filed as a part of your personal tax return, which is called a Schedule C, which is a full business tax return for a sole proprietorship. If you have an LLC with partners or S Corp, then now those tax returns are due March 15th. And then if you have like a general, a C Corp corporation, that's also April 15th. So it really depends on, you know, like I said, the structure of your business. The date does vary. And then we take it from there.
So it seems that you all are very, and in today's ways that you're able to get scammed or your information is able to be taken advantage of. So what exactly does the Weze solution differently to make sure that their customers trust it?
Gotcha. So number one, make sure that all of the most important and documents are we don't email any documents, you know. So usually you don't want those, your ID, social security cards, W-2s, you know, banking information sitting just in your email inbox, your sent box, because it's make sure that your information is secure. So we always going to have some encrypted portals where people can upload information. So you don't just have to, don't text it, don't email it, you know, things of that nature. That's how we make sure that our clients' information is secure. And if it is something that needs to be emailed, then it should be encrypted, you know, to where it does have that that personal information on there. And then you pass on that password in via another form of communication. So those are ways to keep your information safe. If you're talking, we all have a lot of logins nowadays.
Yeah.
So having two-factor authentication is always a good thing, you know, on whatever account that you do have. So you can verify, especially your bank accounts, and your, you know, your merchant payment accounts. So you do see when money is moved, when certain so-and-so logs in, all of that good stuff. I would say those are some key things that I would say to keep your information safe and to stay away from scammers. And just always double check, you know, if somebody's telling you something, double check another resource. You know, never be pressured to where it's like, oh, you need to make a decision now, today, you know. Why? If I didn't hear from you yesterday. You
right.
know what I mean? No, right. I'm gonna be all right, you know. So and then always just take your time on your decisions. Those are some of the tips that I would say in not being scammed.
Okay. So so you're a business consultant, a tax preparer, you all also do bookkeeping for these businesses. Are there other financial services that you as a person offer through your company?
Our company, no. Outside of, I would say, like I said, some company formation, like actually filing the LLC or the corporation for a client. That's what we do. Taxes, like tax planning. A lot of people talk about that Donald Trump tax plan. You know, that doesn't come with just coming in at the last minute to drop off your tax forms. You know, that's work and some planning and some strategy. So for that to be a thing, so we do a lot of work with that. We also do a lot of training too, to where we teach people. Even if we don't do the books for them, we mm-hmm. teach them how to do the book for themselves. So they do have their own bookkeeping system that they do maintain. And so those are some of the things we do. And then I just finished a class that I'll be releasing soon. Just kind of teaching people. A lot of people talk about what they don't teach taxes in class or in school, you know. So I made it like a 90-minute class just breaking down the basic individual tax return. So you know what's on it. You know how to file it, you know. And I even got like a whole family with like case scenarios and everything. So I'm really looking forward to that, you know. But, yeah, we teach and we just make good information available.
That's what's up. I had to take accounting. I took economics. I took finance. Like, somebody said, the tax form looks like this is one of the most basic things that people should know about filing their taxes.
About filing their taxes. One of the most basic things that you need to know.
Besides the debt.
You are not required to file a tax return until your income surpasses $12,000. So if you make $12,000, you are not required to file a tax return, okay? At all. The IRS, if you skip a year, it ain't gonna be no issue. However, like let's say you had like a little summer job. We're talking about like a teenager, a college student. Mm-hmm. You know, let's say you had a summer job and you made, you know, something to the school year, you probably made $7,000 uh-huh. over the year, right? You got this W-2, but you only actually received like $6,000, you know, with taxes being withheld, all of that good stuff. So you're below the filing threshold.
Mm-hmm.
However, you're not going to get that money back unless you file a tax return. So all of that money is due to you, and you will receive a tax refund, but you, the IRS is not going to send it unless you ask for it. So that's something, you know, that, yeah, I would say a basic, a foundation of taxes that people should know.
So can I ask, as a woman, no children, they kids anticipating their tax returns, and I'm sure you can know what's a big difference between people that do have kids and people that don't.
So when people do have children, they have certain credits that these taxpayers apply or qualify for. It's the child tax credit, child care credit. So pretty much the government will pay you just for having a child per child, up to like $3,000 almost per child, maybe more. Those are those credits, and they come in the form of your tax refund. So that's why people are always talking about who's going to claim the child this year. And then you're also, not only do you have the possibility of receiving that, it's also a deduction, which means every person on your tax return is worth like your tax income by $6,000 to $12,000. Okay. So let's say 6,000 per person, right? Okay. Let's say that's when people talk about dependents on your tax return. So let's say your income is $60,000.
Okay.
Yeah, $60,000. You have a family of three.
Okay.
Right? And I'm gonna say each person is a deduction of $5,000. So you got a family of three, that's a $15,000 deduction. So that means you're only going to be taxed on hypothetically $45,000.
Okay.
So each person that's on your tax return is equivalent to a dependent, and it's your tax return allocates a specific number to that dependent.
Uh-huh.
You know, it can be, and you have the things that's called the standard deduction, per the size of your family. You know, it could be $12,000. It could be $24,000. But it just depends on the size of your family.
Wow. Okay, now I know why all the parents be all hyped for income tax season.
Yeah.
I was getting at least $3,000 a kid.
Yeah. Especially when they're young, you know, before they get like high school age. Yep. And then not only that, but you like, so people, daycare bills is real. You know what I mean? It's a real thing. Like, no, that like this, if you don't have children, people don't realize.
Yeah.
And so another credit that's a big piece is a child care tax credit. And so basically anything that you pay for your child to participate in, mm-hmm. we can get a credit for that too. Little League, summer camp, after school, just basic daycare, infant care, whatever it is. If you pay anybody, you could set it up right. And if you all are willing to pay the document and willing to file the documentation, you know how a lot of people, grandma, end up watching the kid? Yes. Honestly. Yes. You know what I mean? Messing with a brother like me, I would love for somebody to pay grandma for watching their grandkids, and then use that documentation for a credit on their tax return. And that's a real thing that they can do. So much. And so as you can see, I get a little excited when I start to talk about saving some people money with taxes. You know what I mean?
That is so... clients, like you said, you're a business consultant, so I'm sure you work with a lot of different people. Can you speak to some of the different finances that you all
work with? Yes. So we do have a network of people if it's not something that we don't do ourselves. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people, a lot of business owners need insurance. So we do a lot of work with, and even one of our insurance agent is our agent and now friend, you know, one of the homies now, as much as I talk to him. Brendan Boyd, he's on here, Tower Financial. But yeah, so Brendan is a good guy and a part of our referral network, if you will. We've also been working with a few lawyers, you know, and they really, they shout out to my guy Tom. Really, I just met Tom through Brendan. So, you know, if anybody need some legal assistance, he got you, and some business negotiations. If we're talking about like personal finance, like setting up your personal IRAs and things of that nature, you know, we always got my guy Tori Carmen. He's on here. Like I said, if anybody got a question, you can all, you know, DM me after this and like, hey, who are you talking about? And I can send you their information directly. So if you're looking for setting up those college saving plans, those retirement plans, that life insurance, he's gonna take care of you. But yeah, oh, and then credit repair, that's what a lot of people ask me about, right? So if you say credit repair, and I always send that to my high school buddy as well. I wouldn't say buddy, a classmate, but she's Mo, the credit specialist. So she is on here on IG, and if it's not Mo, the credit specialist, then it's also another brother who is like real big here on IG is Will Roundtree. You know, if we talk about credit repair, those are two sources that I usually give when people are asking about those items. But that is like your full like financial army. You know, you should have somebody to help you with your credit, get your credit tight, your taxes tight. You know, if you have a business, you have some bookkeeping. Sometimes that those are different people. You know, taxes and bookkeeping. It all depends on the size of the company. Your lawyer, you know, you should always be able to have your lawyer on deck. But yeah, that's your financial dream team, your business dream team, you know?
Yeah. That's it. That we receive for taxes. Is that something that you're able to claim? Because technically,
if we do, they economy in themselves, right?
Yes.
And definitely a dependent. They depend on you. So there's some under some very special circumstances. Those circumstances would be that pet used for income purposes.
So if it's like a, no offense, if it's like a slut puppy, if they're breeding it.
If you're breeding the dog, yep. Yep, if you're breeding the dog and the space in your house is a deduction. If you're transporting them, it's a deduction. You buying special things for the dogs, all this, but you know, all of those things. You as a manager of that project is a thing, so that, you know, so if you're using your dog as income, then you can, your income, your dog is now a business. And you can do it that way. Or if you do, people do competitions, you know, things of that nature. But if you know, and that, yeah, so that's a big thing, you know. And I also think about that, and I also think about people with you know, with like hot rides or low riders, you know what I mean? People, the car enthusiasts, you know, if they use it to that extent, and they're getting their cars and car shows, they're getting paid for video appearance. People are renting their cars for video appearances, things of that nature, then that car becomes a business and it's a tax deduction. And you can pay yourself as a manager of that said business and keep getting more of those cars with the income and the profits from that business. So yeah, all of those things.
That is the question he created.
When I think of, I be walking and I walk around and I be thinking about whole business models and tax deductions, you know, when I see things.
Yes, Like you said, the entrepreneurs and filing or bookkeeping, as you say. So you profit yours.
That is, so when you pay yourself as a business owner, really you have options, right? You can be an employee of your business, and what you do pay yourself is an expense of the business. And also you can not be an employee, but just be a manager of those resources, and then just take your profits out the business and don't get paid as an employee. You just get paid what's usually called something like an owner's draw. Mm. You know, an owner draws its profit from its business, you know, from the extra cash that you have, you know. So when businesses are smaller and the profits are minimal, I would say, you know, I would say if the profits are less than, you know, actual profit is less than $20,000, I would think, you know, you can pay yourself an owner's draw and then pay the tax bill, things of that nature. And maybe even larger. It really depends on people's personal situation. But if it's, you know, I don't think it's necessary for, you know, I don't think, I wouldn't advise somebody to be a W-2 employee of your business and your business only has $20,000 in profit before you're an employee. You know, yeah, if that makes sense. I hope that, yeah.
Okay. And the second question is, why would you
hire? For, why would somebody hire us for bookkeeping? Mm-hmm. Right. So usually clients hire us for bookkeeping because they have just numerous transactions. So our clients that we do monthly bookkeeping services are usually like full service restaurants. Mm. Right. So you got, they're running payroll. They're paying sales taxes. Their staff is also receiving tips. Mm-hmm. You know, they're receiving cash. They're running money through the merchant payment system, things of that nature. So we do a lot of restaurants, food trucks, things of that nature, or a business owner that has been, you know, that needs to file taxes. To be able to file your taxes, you need to know the total income. You need to know how much your total expenses and what type of expenses are they. You know, you need to know all of that information. And we help people. That's what bookkeeping is. It's helping people compile that information. And once a business gets to a certain size, you know, that business owner just doesn't have either the expertise or the time to dedicate solely to crunching these numbers. Mm-hmm. So we crunch those numbers and we say, we can be able to tell our clients, you know, hey, in this period of time, this is what you made. This is what you spent. This is where that money went. Yeah. And that's when people need our assistance. Other than that, you know, if a company is smaller, mm-hmm. and has a more simpler transactions, then we just, that's somebody, then we teach them how to use QuickBooks properly, you know, and what certain things mean, or how to set up their business, you know, for success, you know, to make sure that that they don't have any issues in the future. Mm-hmm. And it's easy to move and collect their financial data. Yeah.
Okay. Look, tax or not advise give all to you. They're just gonna take what you did and, you know, and job. They're just gonna put the number.
Exactly. Very true. Very true. You know, and that's what you need when you're looking at your tax return. What a lot of people don't realize, you're telling a year long story. You're telling, you know, the government financially what happened in your life and in the aspect of your and your family's life over the last 12 months. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's what that report really is, you know.
Okay. So, again, that's definitely that came across today that you said you would be able to help us out a bit. So
I can still, I still got a little bit. I'm not the expert, but, yeah, I can answer some questions, you know. So let's do it.
So first and foremost, can you tell me what exactly is credit and why is it important?
Got it. Credit is basically the reputation of your payment history and your financial transactions and it's like a financial trustworthiness. They look at your previous financial transactions and they say, oh, this person is worthy of to be lent X amount of dollars, because of certain things that and how they handled their debt in the past, things of that nature. So that's what credit is, and it's a network to allow other people to determine how much credit you are worthy of,
It credit applied to like, most people when they're looking at either buy a car, which that's like, my first interview and utilized to increase their credit score or improve their credit habits.
To improve your credit habits, I think it's one of those credit score is one of those simple things that but it's hard to do sometimes. And it's the golden rule: treat people how you want to be treated. And if somebody owe you money, you want them to pay you. You know what I mean? So if you owe somebody, you got to pay them. That's really what it comes to. Come down to, and if you don't pay them, then at least let them know, acknowledge it. You know how it is. If you got a friend that owe you some bread and you know they doing bad, you know what I mean? I would just really just like, bro, like come to me and be like, hey, Kavanaugh, I know I owe you $100, bro. I got you. Let me work something out, So that's what that's about. That's how you can improve your credit, pay your debts. Or at least, don't ignore them. Work out credit arrangements. Just those simple things. Just like, like I said, somebody owe you money, you want your money. Or at least to it the you at least to be acknowledged, the debt to be acknowledged, And that's a very simple way before we start getting into the technical, people talk about, credit utilization. 30% of your balance and all of that. But yeah, just pay your debts, pay them on time, and if you can't work it out, don't ignore it. When people it is that we get in the worst situation when we start ignoring things, and that's the same with your taxes too. If you're getting letters, don't ignore them. Like respond to them, ask for more time, all of that good stuff is it can be worked out.
Okay. And do you utilize any type of apps or anything to help you with finance?
Some people that the apps that people find nice and one that I've been hearing a lot about lately is Truebill. Bill kind of gives you it's a budgeting app to where it gives you and I learned about it from my wife. Shout out to Raquel. What is that? And it allows you to set a budget and it gives you alerts when you hit certain spending budgets. And on your phone, oh, you're coming closer to your grocery budget for the month. You're coming closer to your entertainment budget for the month. So have an idea to kind of slow down without, having to quote unquote balance your checkbook and things of that nature. A lot of people like Mint. I've heard of people using Mint. Mint is another app to kind of help track spending. I've seen people use, if you're talking about saving and paying down credit card debt, I know a lot of people was asking about credit scores. And really, I haven't heard much about it lately. And I'm pretty sure it might be some other ones, but it was Digit, like the, digits, Digit. And that's for like if you have credit card debt and you're trying to pay it down. So what it does is it makes all of those transactions, like let's say, it makes all your transactions like even, like it takes those pennies. So let's say if you're paying $3.44, it's going to take 56 cents and pay a credit card bill. Every transaction is going to be like an even dollar amount, something of that nature. So you end up saving like $4 or $5 a month, and it keep eating up other bills in addition to what other payment plans that you might have. And I remember it used to be called Digit. I had a client that used it a few years ago. It was pretty cool, and I can imagine it's probably a few other apps that help the same.
I'm loving it. To go ahead and can you tell what can we look forward to from Noeze missions in the upcoming year?
Coming year, we definitely be putting out a lot more information on my personal page and the business page, and also our team has grown. So it's amazing to know that it's a business I started with myself, and now we got a team of like 7, and possibly got a couple more coming on. All year our bookkeeping services and capacities are growing. We got this course that we'll be dropping so people can know how to understand the individual taxes. We got t-shirts and merch that's about to be dropping real soon. So just all of the things. I'll be making even more classes. We're going to be doing some more deals and just trying to make sure that we are able to support business owners as best as possible. And people, you know, those dreamers, those artists who just need a little assistance on the financial piece. Mm-hmm. But, you know, and those creatives, that's what we do. And we just keep them taken care of. And we go from there.
Man, a lot of experience is on the horizon. And congratulations to your business. And it's taken all you to support your business.
You can do, you can definitely follow us, follow me, Kavanaugh Nweze, follow the business page Nweze Solutions. If you need some tax assistance, book your appointment today. You won't be ready by the 15th, we can file you an extension today. We don't have to wait till the last minute. You ready to start a business, just started a business, got a flourishing business, and you just need a little bit more assistance in keeping things in order. That's what we're here for. And we, you know, to meet people where they are, to be creative. You need that Donald Trump tax plan. And honestly, I'm gonna stop saying that. That's my first time really just saying his own name. But yeah, you need the number 45, whatever. You know, you need that tax plan. So you, for your life, you know, then we got you. We can do some planning. But just hit me up. You know, I'm not hard to find.
Loving it. I have to get a gardening tip because springtime just sprung. Are the best vegetables that you're looking forward to harvesting this spring?
They're sprouting up right now. You know, some baby leaves. They're about this big right now. So I'm looking forward to harvesting that spinach and this cilantro. I'm picking cilantro every day. Some greens every couple of days, but yeah, I'm really looking forward to that spinach.
Woo! So, what plants for the springtime? Are they late?
Yeah, what wonderful thing about Houston is that in this area, like you can plant almost year round. You know, so can plant. So these things were planted, you know, a couple weeks ago, months ago, things of that nature. Right now, what people can be planting, green beans, tomatoes, lettuces, greens, like almost anything except for sweet potatoes, you know, but all your herbs, your basils, you can be getting busy with all of that right now. Your cucumbers, right now, if you can be early for some watermelon, if you wanted to. But yeah, you can be putting all of those things in right now. Squash, corn, all that fun stuff.
So when are we going to real question?
That's a good challenge. That's a good challenge. A planting class. Shout out to the homie Ivy, Ivy Lee Farm. She just did a planting class the other day, honestly.
But you know, it said it was parents and kids, and I was like, I would just show up.
As an adult. Already. True that. Let me think about some things. I was thinking about something like for like a little later spring, summer. I had up my sleeve that I was kind of planning on, so I'll keep you updated. But yeah, and I keep that planting class in mind. We'll see how that works. And I'll hit you up, see if you want to help me out.
Say less. I'm so excited. I'm so y'all. Well, again, Say from the Millennium. Thank you, Kavanaugh, for jumping on to spark the conversation with us today. We had so much fun. It was so much for me. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Yes. So before we go, make sure you love on somebody today. Thank you, Kavanaugh.
All right. No problem. See you later.